Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Dr. Jason McConnell sees each patient as an individual with specific needs.
Surgery isn't always the go-to solution for orthopedic issues it used to be. Today we offer many excellent alternatives such as steroid injections, gel injections, PRP and stem cell treatments, and of course physical therapy. It's an understandable assumption when seeing a surgeon, but every patient just doesn't always need surgery.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, No. 3 Medical Plaza.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Hey, we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home, and on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. Central Heating and Cooling, where comfort exceeds expectations. Right now, at the break, Mountain Home's girls trailing North Little Rock here in the championship game of the Atlas Asphalt Basketball Tournament, 30-22. We'll look at our summer numbers in a moment. Right now, we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, I know you would like to have gotten to break Farmington's streak for the times they won this tournament, but 76-57, and just some of those baskets they made in the second half, I just don't know how you defend against those.
Well, they've got tough shot makers.
Yeah,
and that's they've got all the pieces to have a great team. You've got the Schwartzman kid, the Taylor kid, the number four Teeter kid, the Kirkman. Those are elite shot makers. You've got elite rebounders. You got elite defenders. Like they're so well rounded, and they excel in their roles, and they make everything tough. But got to give my guys a lot of credit. I thought they were gritty. We've had three hard nights here. Our road to get to the finals wasn't very easy.
Yeah,
we played an outstanding Dumas team, outstandingly coached by Coach Larry Harris. Had an outstanding, tough-nosed Green County Tech team that gave us all we wanted as well last night. And that took a lot out of us physically and emotionally. Their plan was to wear us down, and I was worried going into it. I know we're going to be, it's hard to get by on the adrenaline for a certain amount of time. And I thought our kids competed their tails off that first half. Third quarter, we were really poor. And then the fourth quarter, we showed some fight, some grittiness. You take out one quarter there and we're in a ball game. So we're really proud of our kids' effort. I felt we played three really good teams. You don't always get that in a tournament.
Yeah.
And we played three really good teams to help us get better. And and that's the goal. This is a challenge of a non-conference schedule that we've ever had since I've taken over. The amount of quality teams that we've played. It's been a really good test for our guys, and hopefully it pays off. Our first game is we got Harrison here at the hangar. We're going to take 2 days off and then get back here on New Year's Eve and practice and hopefully start getting better. And the good thing I told the guys is, hey, no more back-to-back or back-to-back-to-back.
Right.
No more staying in hotel rooms and playing the next day. No more, we're going to get to kind of be on a set schedule where we're able to kind of take the necessary time and do our due diligence on the film and scout and, all those things that we typically really like to do to help prepare our kids. And a lot of these games we just kind of been, you have a quick, we got an hour practice and about an hour or, about 30, 45 minutes of film. that we was able to get in, you know, the last 2 days, and you're just kind of, because you didn't know who we were going to play, because
right.
all of our games were such 50-50 type games, and you know, luckily we kind of done a little pre-work on Farmington, and you can have an idea and you can have all these game plans, but your kids got to execute it, and you know, when it comes down to it, they've got dudes, and their dudes stepped up in big moments tonight.
Yes, they did. Well, Josh, thank you for joining us, and I guess we'll talk to you next year.
Matt, man, it will be next year. It's been an awesome 3 days. You know,
yes, it has.
You know, we're here at halftime of our senior drills. Like to see them. And they're in there. I promise you, there's not two better coaches in there to have a team in the locker room making halftime adjustments than Coach Dell Leonard and Mitch Husky. And I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of game plan they have for this second half. And I'd like to, you know, wish our Lady Bombers luck and congratulations on the season that they're having so far. I want to appreciate you, Matt, and all the hard work that you do for us at KTLO, my friend. And Happy New Year, my man, and let's go Bombers.
Go Bombers. Thank you, Josh. That was Matt Tom, boys coach, Josh Fulcher. Let's take a look at some of our numbers here at halftime. Right now, Matt, this game's had two ties and one lead change. Right now, Matt Tom is out-rebounding North Little Rock by a count of 17-13. Turnovers, that's where the Matt's home is having some issues right now. Matt's home with 10 turnovers. North Little Rock so far with 5. And I know, Brad, you've got some more numbers there.
Yeah, leading scorer for Mountain Home, Libby Fossness with 11. 6 points for Brooklyn Mitchell, 3 for Jayla Yonkers, and 2 for Lakin Moore. For North Little Rock, they've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players score. Kinley Mears with 7. 5 for Lauren Brewster. 4 for Nia Edwards, 5 for Deliah Bateman, 2 for Kiana Gupton, 3 for Katie Fimple, 2 for Eliza Shepherd, and 2 for Deliah White.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show at Central Heating and Cooling. Comfort exceeds expectations. We're going to take one more break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. It is North Little Rock leading Mountain Home in this girls' matchup at 30-22. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Water.